Kuf Lamed Chet quotes the Shulchan HaGiborim, that was the Shulchan HaGiborim that we studied in the very first in the series of Shulim,
so therefore we don't have to read that again. And then, finally,
there is a Takam of the Rora, that's at the top of the next page. So this is a Takam of the Rora from 1554. All of his Kamnu Yazamu. The whole nation yet is Panavu Fabrishi Shah Akak
Na'ara Shalogi Yabasara
Bolivu Shepa Bilehi Yemarim Yeshlav Eim Bolivu Shuk Snayim Kodaha Yotek Terima Lael Kishayim Av Eim Yireim Nideh Ubekwamon Fabrish The Gam Ha'idim Av Eidim Akadishim Ein Of Shemit Achadu Leidik Zeb Notice there is no mention of Hefka Akadishim. Okay.
Now,
and finally, in Italy, on that Kufman Aleph, after some difficult cases in Casale, this is the what they write, Laban Tihid Zerotain of Zot Mariel Al-Sha'al Udorot, Ono Machadshim Namalachet HaGzeirah Gozloch Yilot Mitzvah Bavara Kvalli Bufal Kedisha Polara Vekno Shishin Tzalek Tzalek Yubal Yashar Kvar Asud Bnei Peret Misha Pagla Bnei Yishiva Shama Beshmat Rei Shembal Ayyadei Ali Afad Oto Hagaon Alev Yehuda Mintz Yashar Yigizlu Gozlu Mikol Mishonim Asher Yibon Kvekosh Arachol Halashpa Vizkud Mi'al Afad The Chibur Tavu Poskim Aferim Mubarim Ono Gozlim Bgzeirah Neder Cherem Ushua, Shalom Yeshu, Ish Bnei Yisrael, Shikadesh Nisha, Lo Tula, Lo Bula, Lo Bula, Ela Inkein Yeh Midata, Ovnei Asalam Yisrael, Umehem Shnayi Mikorei Ha'isha, Kuvat Basar, Uvukal Gzer Azu Gam Ha'idim, Vachol Ha'moedim Badavar, Ve'im Chas V'Shalom, Uva Minam Yerah, Shiyo Eze Horeis Gedra Zeh, Ve'im Yidem Yechol Etzem Yata Omer Achshav, Anu Mavkiyim Ha'chifet Zeh Yekadshu Bo Lofu Yalma, Ve'yaseh Al Mekadesh Ba'okan Shekid Yishav Yeh Muftaim, Ve'yikadish Bevira Mashmir Am Levilato Ve'ilat Zmur. Ve'gzer Azul Kitashet Bechol Eretz Montirto, ולבד, ועל כל איש נחוי שיעבור לדעת ולחלוזות לבקבע או הרעיר אפילו כלשהו ועובר על גזרותינו זאת לא יהיה לו חתר עולמית הם לא על ידי עשרה חכמים ויוצאים על כיסאי הרועה משלושת הארצות 30 יום מצוחים למען יתלשים לגזרותינו זה וישלחו לנו אליהו זרעו ולשים שלום בעולם וצריך לצאת So here they are being Mavkia Kiddushin, and also an additional punishment. Mishi Yasir Gzeratenu Mikotel Beit HaKnesset, anyone who takes this announcement off the wall of the Beit HaKnesset, you call the Kness Asolah Skudei Zahar Chatsiyim Lepansei Aniyei Goyim Alon Misericordia, Chatsiyim Lepansei Aniyei Yisrael. So here you see what they did with the money. They gave half to the non-Jewish poor and half to the Jewish poor out of a penalty. So all of this is nice and fine, except for four words that they stick into the middle. Here, if we go back, they say, Im b'yadem b'yacholet zeh.
In other words, instead of saying outright, we are mafkia the kedushin, they have some internal doubts and therefore say, we will do this if we have the power.
Well, it's understandable that the whales really want to write it, the whole thing.
Well, they shouldn't put in, they should just see, if they're interested in being mafkia the kedushin, they shouldn't include in the clause doubt as to whether they're authorized.
It's like saying Bli Neder.
No, it's not like saying Bli Neder, right? It's like the state of Massachusetts passing a law saying that you have to pay an income tax of 5% if we can impose this tax. Who would ever pay such a tax? I mean, if the legislature itself raises some doubts Okay. In fact,
severability clause. legislation has severability clauses all the time. In the event that we don't have the power to do, you know, that any portion of this legislation is struck down, it shan't
affect the other parts of
legislation. So
maybe that's the meaning of this, but I don't know. Okay. In fact, these takanot didn't last very long, because if you look at the next page, Daf Kuf Mem Beis, at the very bottom, Lo avu yamim uatim vehaskamot halalu nishtakhu bekilot Italia. Fafadu agufa v'makom hatakana v'yishanash miyisodo sh'ovah sh'minz ira ma'aseh v'shnat sh'n'ayim. Hey, shabachok ma'inachshon kidei shriba achat v'yishon layla v'afila v'shnei shnei edin v'rotson ha'arma. Shaholida lo tikvat chut shani min achalon l'kabel ha'kidushin. She lowered a little basket from the window with a little rope to accept it. V'achakach chazva b'dibura lomar masacheket hayiti. Then she claimed that she was only playing. V'heela Rabbi Yaakov Halperon l'achmir b'dina. V'katav l'halitz b'yad ha'bachur k'mer nachshon ki na'ar ha'na'ar na'ar. He's not a blackguard who's trying to blackmail this woman, but rather he didn't do this out of an act of rebelliousness or deceit, but it was because he was in love with this girl. And the open window is calling to the thief. And he was just like any young man in love. Shekol ohev ahuvato. Every young man who's in love is in love with his beloved. Try to persuade the father or the bride to consent to this wedding. So here, the romantic inclinations of the rabbi were heavy enough to outweigh the considerations of some previous gzeirot of the tzibur. On the next few pages, if you want to read it, I don't see anything particularly of interest in this. Priman brings about 5 or 6 pages of a cross-examination, detailed cross-examination of witnesses in a similar case. He's impressed with the skill of the cross-examiner and with the fact that the protocol was written down in detail, but I don't see that there's anything of striking interest. I wouldn't have included all of that much of detail if I were writing this book, but okay. So let's skip to Daf Kuf Nun. He writes, "V'hashlamat ha'tmuna shenitgalta l'neged einenu mihasafot harabanit hamishpatit," to complete the picture that we get from all of this legal literature, Yutsuyan od shemachaber hadrama ha'ivrit harishana shenitkabral v'Italia, the first Jewish dramatist writing in Italy, b'meya ha'tetzayin in the 16th century, b'char lo lenosei et ha'sharuriyot b'kedushin shayu b'b'chinat makat medina. He wrote the subject matter of the first Jewish drama had to do with various scandals surrounding kiddushin, v'hanosei baka davar be'ito, hamachazeh b'shem tzachut b'dikuta de'kiddushin, mechil b'kirbo dugmaot l'chol sugei kiddushin shenasu shelo kahogen, ta'anat savlonot, ta'anat kiddushei biya neged ratzon ha'orim, v'dome l'maseh sh'ayor b'urbino, v'yod kama maseh t'ramit v'alma b'kiddushin. Mofia gam to'ein arum v'veitin, rav chamdan me'marava, v'imkol hafrazot shebo komedio zo, hori barur lo'or ha'sheilot v'amishpatim she'ibenu min ha'safut rabonit shelotu ha'yamim, ki etzem ha'tachpulot v'iskei kedushim hayu yudu'ot l'kahal ha'rachav v'Italia. This was a topic which apparently was well known to the entire community, she'bishvilo katav ha'machaber et machzeu, וקהל הקרובים והמסתכלים וראו בדרמה זו בוודאי אספקלאויה נאמנה למצב המשפטי כפי שנגלה בחיים המעשיים. So he says we also have from the Jewish literature at the time evidence as to the pathology in Jewish marriage throughout this particular time. All right, now let's go back to Turkey. That's in this next page. And you have to understand what was happening in the Turkish Empire. The Turkish Empire, of course, had managed to capture much of the Balkans, right? All of what's happening now in 1992 in the Balkans is to some extent or other a result of the Turkish conquest and then the repulsion of the Turks from the 15th century through the 18th or the 19th century.
Those Muslims that are being persecuted are the result of the Ottoman...
The Muslims that are being persecuted were the local population who converted to Islam because of the conquest of the Turks. But the Turks moved pretty far up. Remember, they were basically stopped at the gates of Vienna at one stage or another. Within this entire Turkish province, which included at that time Romania and Greece, there were ancient Jewish communities. The Romanian community, which as we saw last time, had its own peculiar customs of allowing sexual relations between the bride and the groom before the nisuin. Yeah, after the Kiddushin, but before the Nisuin. She was an Arusa, but the Nisuin did not take place until much later. You aren't here. We were discussing all of this. And there were various other local customs. But what you have to understand was, for instance, throughout Romania and this whole region, there was, for example, the whole issue of shash sablanut, the problems of what happens, the presence, right? For several hundred years prior to this, already throughout Spain, the issue of sablanut had been completely eliminated because of strong measures taken by the Spanish Jewish authorities. So here's the picture that you have to bear in mind. There were these ancient Jewish communities in... going back to the Byzantine Empire and earlier. And then there were also Jewish communities having moved to these regions from Germany. Then, after the expulsion from Spain, remember that the Sultan invited all of the Jews who were expelled from Spain to come settle in the Turkish Empire. In fact, it's amazing to me that in this year of 1492, they celebrate 500 years to the expulsion from Spain when they should be celebrating in Constantinople 500 years to the act of generosity that the Turkish Empire extended towards the Jews. I mean, it's, you know, it would be like 500 years, chas v'shalom, from Auschwitz, of celebrating 500 years of the Holocaust, instead of celebrating any few people who had managed to salvage the Jews. So whereas in the time of the Holocaust, there was nobody who was willing to receive
the Jews,
in the time of the expulsion from Spain, the Turkish Empire
invited them
in, and they became very successful within the Turkish Empire. But, of course, they overran the ancient Jewish communities. So you have a situation in which you have these old Jewish communities, whether it's in Romania or Serbia or Bosnia, whatever you want to call, or in Constantinople itself, or in Smyrna, or in Saloniki, in all of these places, you had original Jewish communities dating back to the Byzantine Empire and earlier. But these were relatively small, comparatively uneducated Jewish communities, and all of a sudden you have a massive influx of highly sophisticated, highly Jewishly educated, highly secularly educated Spanish Jews who outnumber eventually the local communities. This naturally led to resentments. The Spanish Jews coming in certainly were not going to adopt the custom of the local Romanian Jews, whom they regarded as their intellectual and social inferiors. On the other hand, the Romanian Jews who were there originally didn't quite see it this way. So on many halachic issues, there were sort of violent conflicts between the local Rabbanim, and some of whom were very great, great, great men, like Rabbi Elia Mizrahi, for example, and the incoming Spanish authorities, some of whom were quite respectful to the great local authorities, and other of whom sort of adopted a less respectful attitude. So let's go back now. On the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun, we have a summary of what we've already seen earlier. B'nei Romania, Toshvei Haaretz, Hayuna Hogim Mikadmat Dina L'Kadesh B'Sha'at Chishiluchim. They would be make kiddushin at the time of the engagement. V'Hanchnisa L'Chupa Ba'arak Ke'avor Zman. And the actual chupa, the nesuin, the obligation of full marital responsibility, didn't take place until later. Was made much earlier at the time of the engagement. Okay? Bederach Klal, he writes, Hayu ha-Romanyutim mekadshim b'shat ha-tna'im, k'gon uven kidesh bat Shimon, b'shat ha-gvishim asu tna'im, v'nishbar uven ledat Shimon shalo yikadesh shum isha v'ulam v'yitla yusato, v'shiyikanes ima l'chupa l'zman mugval b'neihem. Ach lo tamir hayu kovim zman lenesuin. Yesh shatu kufa ben ha'eusin lenesuin nimshcha kama v'kama shanim. V'patwatz ira sha'arus echad amadim urusato k'rov l'teisha shanim. V'kushta haya ma'aseh shem kadesh akzik et bat achlutato acholto b'cheskata urusato yubeis shanim. V'yoteh ulesof emir ulashav ishtadlu l'asig get l'urusato. They lived together, and many of the women who would come to the wedding would be pregnant or have children. And sometimes there were tragic events of betrayal. For example, if we look at the very bottom paragraph of this page, "Behayot shenikvetzu kol rashei akilot yutzu b'beit hakneset shapoli yashan." Where is this, Dr. Kahan? Al odot ha-tviya she-tava ki Rab Chaim Badur ki yad chatnok Rab Yehuda ben Sur al dva ha-ona'a she-asa l'urutot b'ito shel Rab Chaim she-haya mityached ima b'cheder echad k'rov l'teisha shanim k'ninhag anshe Yehuda. He was living with his fiancé or half-wife k'ninhag anshe Yehuda she-arus mityached emusoto k'dei she-libo gaspa, in order to increase the sexual attraction. All of this time they were in deep love. All of a sudden he decided that he didn't want to go through with the nisuin and he wanted to divorce his fiancée. Aloha maspa kapel. With no reason, no guilt on the part of
what basis did they get? They don't get that Erison.
There was Erison.
So does it get that there?
Of course. I don't know when they wrote the Ksuba. But in any event, she was a Mokudeshet, but not a Nesua. Remember, in Romania, they had this weird, to us, weird-sounding custom.
Well, Yehuda had that.
Yes, right. And the Mishnah mentions Yehuda.
If someone just gets a Nesua, she needs to get too?
Of course. Of course. V'abachurat zo'eket b'nefesh mara.
You know that?
Of course. V'abachurat zo'eket b'nefesh mara. The girl is screaming. V'ratzta laharog atzma. She wanted to commit suicide. Al dvar ha'efker shefkirba. Ki lo yinet yachda lo rak al monat shiltinasei lo. She only agreed to cohabit with him on condition that he would marry her. Right? It's not a new story. V'yeli bogaspa. V'arbichayim bochem mitzad echad. He's crying on the one hand, v'tzoreik b'nefesh mara, ha'kazona yaset biti atznuak v'oda bat merach penima. Hine anochi me mitota la'enei kol Yisrael. I will kill her.
Him or her.
I wasn't there. This is what he Priman writes. Okay, this is from the Tshuvos of Eliezer Mizrahi. La'enei kol Yisrael va'avon yeh roshei hakeilot sheyesh v'dam l'mechot etc. So you can see the kinds of problems that they have, and Priman lists a whole slew of them. Okay. And let's turn to Daf Kuf Nun Daled to illustrate one of the points that I was making. Od lefnei tkufat hagerush, haya minhag zeh mishurash etzel hamora niskus, shiyu choshushim lekidushin machmat hasavlanut shayu shaleach mishadech l'mishudachato. When the groom would send wedding presents to the bride, they would worry about the chash of savlanut. Kishebau grushei svarad letyashev b'kahalut v'kihilot tugarma. When the Spanish Jewish communities came to Turkey, hevino hagzel yidei hitnagshut bein hamityashvim hachadashim v'toshavim yilidei ha'aretz. Hasvardim ratzu lachzik b'chol korach b'mesoret avotehem v'rabotehem chachmei Kastilia. They didn't want to pay any attention to the local custom of worrying about wedding gifts. Al hitrotzusut zu bekehilot nishtamu lanu adiyot nemanot bevichuchim shavu biyoto daro bein Rabbi Eliezer Mizrahi v'Rabbi Yavon ben Yaish v'chein bein Rabbi Yaakov ben Chaviv v'Rabbi Moshe Arukas im chachmei Andriliopoli bein shnod reish peilu reish pehe. So from in the years 1520 to 1525 we see a whole series of debates between some more respectful, some less respectful, between the incoming Spanish authorities who wanted to continue their custom from home not to worry about savlanut, and the local Romanian and Greek Jewish communities who wanted to continue. For example, a regular maaseh shayah b'Adriniopoli nishal harab Yaakov ibn Chaviv Baal Ein Yaakov, the author of the Ein Yaakov, alodot isha meshudechet l'ish v'netan lo sablanut ulesof nifkodu zeh mizeh v'chazru ha-sablanut im tzricha get levartel chashash ha-sablanut. Chacham ha-kahal ba-Andrianopoli bachar b'derech ha-chumua la-tzrich get, ach lo hiskimu ken ha-chachamim yoshvi al-medin b'kilot ha-kodesh ha-cherot, Rabbi Shlomo ibn Chaim v'Rabbi Abraham Saba, Rabbi Yaakov ibn Chaviv ishiv lo ne'ela mimeni, k'lehi l'min hayom asher giu, Garashnu avoneinu, lo sam lanu al pnei chutz lachzik b'minhag avoteinu, v'kol shekein b'reinu al eretz noshevet, v'krovim al ir gedola shel chachamim v'shel sofrim ha'ir klilat yofi Konstantinina, v'yata mikarov ari ala mishem lavo l'yilcha she'ir v'yir b'mizrach hacham uvaka al kera v'liyar b'mizrachi, u'kfi ma shekatav tali mi'chachmato v'gova libo, hechzik b'sfaratam kfi minhag gedola ha'nizkeret v'dayin lo nigmar hadin. So he doesn't want to take a firm position. He's sort of equivocating between the local great scholar, Rabbi Eliezer Mizrahi, who was certainly greater than all of the Spanish incoming scholars. On the other hand, his own community and his own traditions. On the other hand, The on the next page, I won't read the details, you will see that a different Spanish rabbi, Rabbi Moshe Arokas, is quite degrading to the local Romanian authorities and insists on continuing the Spanish customs. Okay.
We had a discussion on the engagement thing, right? Mm-hmm. That came in Trifamilia.
What?
In Trifamilia.
Is this when one of them claims that that the marriage took place?
Yeah.
But just a lot of presents alone would not have...
No, that was the Romanian custom was that if the groom sends presents to the bride, then that might be considered an actual act of kiddushin, and she accepts it.
Which she accepts it as...
Okay. My time is about running out. I do want to close with a very powerful tshuva, and this has to do... this is a tshuva of Maral Malashkar, again. So let's turn to page Kuf Samach Gimel. This is in Saloniki. Saloniki, remember this was a Jewish city. Even more Jewish, say, than New York. And certainly more Jewish than Tel Aviv.
Until before World War II.
Up until World War II. Up until World War II, of course. Yeah. This was the remember the port was closed on Shabbat. So you may have Ben Gurion Airport open on Shabbat, but the port in Saloniki was closed on Shabbat because of the Jewish borders. Saloniki ha'ir gdola shel chachamim v'sofrim shekaltala l'tocha misalta u'shamna shal galut Sfarad u'Portugal ad she'alta b'chashivita al kol yetar kilot tugma hen higa ba'od v'rei takana neged kidushei seita.
At that time it was Turkey?
At that time it was part of the Turkish Empire. Greece did not have any independent existence until the 19th century. V'tchilat ha'meyah ha'tetzayim kvar he'shiva v'moshe alashkal l'Saloniki. הקהילה המקהילות הקדושות שמקומכם עם החכם שלהם הסכימו ותקנו ביניהם שלא יהיה רשות ביד שום אדם לקדש שום אישה אלא בפני עשרה מישראל מחכם בתוכם וכל מי שיבוא ויקדש בפחות מכאן יהיה קידושיו בטלים ומופקעים מיתיו יד עולם והכסף הפקר ואישה לא תהיה מקדשת כלל ותוכל להינשא בלא גט. This was the enactment of the rabbinical authorities, the Spanish and Portuguese rabbinical authorities in Saloniki. They were going to apply Hafka'at Kedushin. And the Maram Alashkar, who remember was much of a machmir in the last tshuva that we read from him, was asked to comment on the possibility of making such an enactment. And this is a very important tshuva because it supersedes, in some extent, the tshuvas of the Rivash and the Shemach and Semach Duran. Tshuva. Al titame al hachetz. Don't be surprised by this matter. Devadai b'chol do v'do yecholim b'nei ha'ir heim uveit dinam la'asot takanot u'gdorim v'yafilu la'asiyah mididat din Torah. The Jewish community always has the right to enact legislation, even in contrast to the Din Torah. Dafilu isu chameis de rabbanon mafkia kiddushin dioraita v'taimu de milta al kochin mishum deafkeinun rabbanon lekiddushin minei. Hilchach, kevan de beitin yecholim lehafkir madon biyad ba'alav ulehafkimo im heskimu anshei hador shekol hamekadesh isha sheol kenakatan yehe ma'ot mufkarim lacherim. ולא יהיו שלו, הרי הן כגזל בידו ובידק, התקנתן תקנה וקידושיו לא קידושינים. Any community has the right to expropriate money. כל שכן לסברת רבנותם, לא דווקא בית דינה דעלים קרבה מרבסי, אלא בית דין חשוב שבדור, בית דינה רבה דעתווה, כל זמן שאין גדול מיניהם, כמותם. הלקח בית דינה קבוע בעירו, ולך דלקה דעלים מיניה, יכול להפקיע ממונה. any court in the city for which there's no higher court has the right to expropriate money. Certainly if this is the decision of the community. And they have the right to enact this legislation so that it applies to the minors and to children unborn. The Athol P, maybe you can ask him to
see. Wait 5 minutes.
Athol P, Shalom, Echtav Tnai Zeh, Bechtuvatam. המקדש סתם באותו מקום על צמח המנהג שנוהגים בו קידש, והווה התנאי כאילו נכתב. ודווקא בשנכתב תנאי זה בכתובתם, מה דורש לשון הדיוט וכמה? וכן כתב הרשב"א בתשובותיו, ותציבור כבית דין של בני עירם, ויכולים להפקיע ולהפקיע כל ממון שיינתן לשום אישה מקהילם שלא על פי תקנתם, וכתב שכך היה נוהג רבנו חי גאון, הוא ואבותיו שציוו לציבור לנהוג כאן אחריהם. All communities have such a right. ויעף על גב וכתב באותו תשובה מכל מקום צריך להתיישב עוד בדבר. Even though the Rashba writes that he needs some time to think it through, הנה בתשובות אחרות הוא אחר כן אחר היישוב. He assumes that the other תשובות of the Rashba were written later and that he says, he agrees to that after having thought about it. V'katav u'kemoshe katav gam kein v'shmo harav baal sefer Adam v'chava, like Rabbeinu Yeruchim. V'chein katav arash nami v'sheilotav shi'yicholim beitin la'asot takana shel kol kiddushin shi'yu nitanim v'li dat l'aviyah v'imah chiyotze b'ze shi'yem mukaim v'lo yu kiddushin. V'chein hechuya harivash, and this was also the opinion of the Rivash, אם יסכימו כל הגלילות כי היכד דלנטיין שיבה מכשורה, if this is the agreement of all of the communities in order that they share in the responsibility. והרם הלשקה מסיים, לפיכך, אם נמנו וגמרו כל אותה מדינה ורבניה, אם הסכמת כל הקהילות אורובן לסמוך אחני אשלי רבבי, לגדור ולקנוס כל המקדש כנגד הסכמתם וכנגד תקנתם ולהפקיע הקידושין ולהפקירם עד העולם עד, עד איזה מקום שיוצאו גם אני אצא בעקבותיהם. I will support that decision ואני אמן אחריהם and I will add my, I'll say amen to it ואיכנס באובי הקורא and I will bear the burden of the entire beam. V'lo k'shiba mikshura. I don't need anybody else to share the responsibility with me. I'm willing to take such a decision on my own shoulders. In contrast to the Rivash. Aval b'haskamat kahal echad kadosh mikilot amidina levadam lo tihi nafshi b'sodam. If this is only an enactment of one of the communities, if this is not a universal enactment in the entire region, I cannot agree to it. דאין נראה להקל כל כך בקידושי תורה. ואף על גב דכל קהל וקהל נתייחד לעצמו, even though each community in Saloniki has its own shul, right? There's the Hasidim and the Misnagdim and the Lubavitcher and the Satmara, they all have their own Rabbanim. whatever, but the each of these different communities had its own rabbinical organization, as we mentioned. Remember, you had the original inhabitants and then the Spanish, and the Spanish themselves were divided into the Castilian and the etc., etc. And mikol makom, letikune kahai gavna, la'atzmon, lav kol kamine. Even though each of these communities maybe have authority over their own participants, under their own members, to such an extent, you can't have a situation where the young Israel of Brookline has one form of Jewish marriage and the Boston Rebbe Shul has a different form of Jewish marriage. Okay? The culture came... So the Maram al Ashkar, I think this is a superb tshuva. He says, you get your acts together. If the entire Jewish community, not just the Sephardim or the Portuguese or the Castilians or the Romanians make such an enactment, but if the communities get together as a whole, and not just for one small town but for the whole region, under those circumstances, one, I am willing to bear the full responsibility of supporting the principle of action. But you can't have a situation where each separate community or each separate small town is going to enact its own legislation. And this seems to me to be, you know, the best of the tshuvos that we've read so far, in the sense that it puts the matter clearly. It has to be at least locally, a broad consensus amongst all the Jewish communities. It can't be a situation like we saw in the Shiltei HaGiborim, that each small town has its own divorce law. But on the other hand, when you have a unified Jewish community, then this is possible. So if, for example, the Rabbanut in Eretz Israel ever gets its act together and manages to extend its authority to the broader segments of the Jewish community, not that you have a badatz and and five different types of hashgacha and you know, have a badatz and a lubavitch and a agudas Yisrael hechsher and all of these different things. But if there was a situation in which the rabbinate as a whole manages to extend its authority or get together with all the other communities, then it is perfectly possible, says the Maram al Ashkar, and I will take the responsibility for certifying this, that they can be mafkia kiddushin.
Doesn't matter what vehicle he uses, mafkia bezdin, mafkia, or...
Both.
Either.
Either. Right. So he's not limiting himself to that one. Okay, so I guess my time is up, and we will continue.